Keith Peters reporting the United States and Russia have made their biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. Moscow released Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich and Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan, along with dissident Vladimir Karamurza and journalist Alsu Kumasheva. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's so relieved for the families.
I spent a lot of time with the families of Evan and Paul and Alsu. And most of the time, as you can imagine, those are tough conversations. But not today. Today, excuse me. Today was a very good day. And we're going to build on it.
Russia received Vadim Krasikov, who was in a German prison convicted of killing a Chechen rebel in a Berlin park. Islamic radical leaders in Tehran are meeting with Iran's proxies in the region to map out a response to Israel's assassination of a Hamas leader earlier this week. On the Salem Media program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, former U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman says Iran was under control during the Trump administration in which he served.
We were able to show strength against the common enemy of all the moderate Middle East nations. I mean, the only way to stabilize the Middle East is by placing maximum pressure on Iran. Trump will do that the day after he gets into office. Those sanctions will return. But right now, we're in a very dangerous place. I mean, immediately, there's immediate danger. And I think in the long term, we'll get even worse.
Ambassador Friedman was speaking earlier today from Jerusalem. His complete interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this Saturday on the Salem News Channel. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 494 points. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ordered UCLA to craft a plan to protect Jewish students.
The move comes months after pro-Palestinian protests broke out on campus. In a lawsuit against the university, three Jewish students alleged they experienced discrimination on campus and that the university did not do enough to stop it. The protests at UCLA were part of demonstrations on campuses nationwide against the Israel-Hamas war. The university says it is committed to combating anti-Semitism in all forms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Texas has sued the Biden administration over a federal program that provides contraceptives to teenagers without parental consent. At issue is a Title X program which gives minors access to confidential contraception. A Texas judge ruled parents' approval was required, but the Biden administration issued a new rule that prevents Title X providers from requiring the consent of parents or guardians. SRN News. A new AP poll looks at potential running mates for Kamala Harris. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly has more name recognition and higher favorability among Democrats, according to the survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. 45% of Democrats and 3 in 10 American adults have a favorable opinion of Kelly, about 2 in 10 have a negative view, and about half don't know enough to have an opinion about him. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, another front runner, is seen favorably by 4 in 10 adults in the Northeast, but nationally, 6 in 10 don't know enough about him. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is a relative unknown among 7 in 10 Americans, and those with a view are evenly split. Jennifer King, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton honored the late Sheila Jackson Lee at a memorial service in Houston. The Texas Democrat died July 19th at age 74. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.